Hi, this is Tracy Rowe, and I'm a licensed clinical professional counselor. I wanted to talk a little bit about my counseling practice and how I approach things in my work with people. I focus particularly on helping people who are working toward a more expanded sense of who they are and who want to enhance aspects of their life, such as their relationships, their self-esteem, or as I like to think of it, it's more about self-acceptance. It's not necessary to esteem everything about ourselves. It's more about accepting ourselves as complex human beings who are flawed and growing and expanding and digging in on the depth and breadth of who we are, rather than trying to pump ourselves up with affirmations that don't really grab us as true. It's more about accepting ourselves and being willing to expand our understanding of ourselves and the relationship we have with everyone and everything around us. I work out of a practice where everyone is working in an embodied counseling perspective, which what that means is that it acknowledges that our feelings, our memories, our experiences really are stored in the body. When you feel anxiety or depression or anger or any of those feelings, you don't feel them inside of your brain. Your brain doesn't actually have any nerve endings that feel pain in the way that your tummy and your chest and your shoulders do. So addressing that and learning techniques for releasing the trauma and just yucky feelings and the blocks that keep you from achieving what you want in your life, all of those things really are released in the body, from the body. So I teach some techniques for learning how to change your thoughts in such a way that you also change the way that your body is reacting to your thoughts. And it's a quicker process than people sometimes expect, that particular technique. In my podcast, I'm going to do some guided meditations coming up in the next few episodes that are techniques for learning how to release certain things in your energy system. And again, as I said, I'm an EMDR practitioner. That's eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. That is an evidence-based practice that was discovered in the 80s and has been found to be a very effective way to clear trauma from where it actually resides, rather than just talking about it, which for some folks actually just reinforces the trauma without actually releasing it. The part of the brain that holds trauma is a different part of the brain than the brain part of the brain that talks. So just talk therapy alone is not often effective for trauma treatment. That's been my experience, and my experience with EMDR is that it is a really, really effective method. So those are some of the sort of overarching perspectives of my work. I would absolutely love to have you give me a call. You can check me out on my website, greatermindintegration.com, where you can contact me, click the contact button, and I will do a free 30-minute phone consultation so that you can have a sense of if the work that I do would be a good fit for you. So that is a little bit of a taste or a brief description of what I do, and I would love to talk to you more and find out if the work that I do would be a good fit for you in your goals for your journey. Thank you so much.